Good to have everybody. Guten Morgen. We'll continue on over here. So yesterday, just quick recap, we went through the three basic types of disbelievers in Hashem. We had the Ramban that says you have those who are kofar Hashem altogether. He doesn't exist. The world always existed. Matter always existed. The world is infinite. And therefore, you don't need to put God into the picture. Things are just running as they always have been. Then you have those type of disbelievers who believe, yes, there was Hashem. He created the world, Big Bang, etc. However, he's not involved in any of the details. He stays up there, put the plane on autopilot, and he's now busy doing other things. And then you have those who believe, yes, Hashem might have created Hashem did create the world, and he might even be, he knows exactly what's going on in detail. However, he doesn't involve himself. He put it on, he put the world on nature mode, right? And nature mode, he lets it run. He's never going to intervene, and he's not involved intimately with our lives to any degree. And says the Ramban that the miracle proves all three wrong. That not only does Hashem exist, there's a higher power, who's up there, but he knows exactly in detail what's going on over here. He knows that we were getting oppressed by the Mitzrim, and not only that, but he even intervenes into nature, and he can shift things around, and which makes us believe that he's intimately involved with our lives in every moment of the day. There's Hashkacha Pratis, right? Hashem is involved with our lives. He's moving pieces around in order for us to bring out our potential in this world to the highest degree. Therefore, what the Ramban finishes off saying on source number three is that this is why Hashem did the miracles in Mitzrayim, why we're chayv to remind ourselves all the time, le'osa yadecha, to put tefillin, which is a reminder of Yitzis Mitzrayim. We're supposed to tell it over to our kids. Korban Pesach is taken to such a strict and high degree, and not eating chametz. All of this is because this is such an essential reminder to us that Hashem intervened in nature. He took us out of Mitzrayim. He cares intimately about us, about His people, about the Jewish people, and He's intimately involved with our lives. Besides for the amazing chesed that Hashem did in the world, how much He repays our forefathers with kindness when people follow His will. So those are kind of two side lessons, but the ikkar lesson, says the main lesson, says the Ramban, is that He's intimately involved with our lives and that He has full control over the world. And that's why it says Bekerev Haaretz and Kilashem Haaretz, right? These different levels. The world fully belongs to Him, meaning He can shift things around at any moment, and He's really all powerful.
That's an interesting thing you just said. The word Hesed just sort of sprung to mind that, you know, if you don't believe in God, where do you say Hesed came from? Where do you say all of these wonderful human,
Yeah. And there's no reason to follow your chesed.
It's not a scientific thing, you know. Chesed is not scientific.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. If you leave things up to nature, then they should.
I mean, this whole shita that you see people try and look at animals and think that we can learn from animals, you know?
Yeah.
And like they're sort of saying, like the animals are doing chesed to each other.
Yeah.
You know, that whole shita has taken over. You know,
yeah.
People are crazy about their pets.
Yeah, crazy about their pets. But then they should kill each other also. Like a lion has no mercy on the deer.
Transposing onto their pets.
Yeah.
They really should be acknowledging the humanity
themselves
with other humans.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. Okay, so then we have the Ramban finishing off over here in source number four. Lefichach Amru, Havei Zoyer, B'mitzvah Kalo Kevach Amura, Shekulan Chamudos B'chavivos Me'od. The mission Avo says that a person should be very careful with even the smallest mitzvah that he does, right? Tying your shoelaces, right ways, negovaser, the small mitzvahs that, they're probably not such a big deal. Checking my knots and my tzitzis to make sure there's the right amount, you know. These small kind of mitzvahs, says the mission Avo, no, you should be careful with the small mitzvahs, just like the very strict mitzvahs. Why? Because they're all chamudos, they're all desirous, v'chavivos, and beloved, me'od, very much, ta'ashem, shebechol sha adam modeh bahen la'lokav, because every moment that a person is doing the smallest detail, he's ultimately admitting that to Hashem, and he's showing Hashem, I love you, right? It's a symbol of love. And just like when you give a gift to your wife, right? Two of you guys have asked me many times in the past, why do you guys have all the OCD detail, right? Like you have to kosher exactly this way, right? We went through the Haggadah list. We do have to wait 24 hours, not wait 24 hours, exactly how it's be done, small bubbles, big bubbles, right? Exactly how you're doing it. And it's like that literally in every area of halacha, right? You could come to pretty much any area of davening, you know, exactly how it has to be done. And we seem so checking for chametz, you know, what has to be koshered, what not. Is this kosher l'Pesach? Is this not kosher l'Pesach? And it really comes out when it comes Pesach time that it really looks like Jews have OCD, right? Like every single little tiny little detail. Okay, chill out. As long as you have a relationship with Hashem, that's all that really matters. So beautiful mashal is of a person who gives his wife a bouquet of flowers, right? So if you just give the bouquet of flowers, then okay. But if you get into every little detail that you express, right? You give her the confetti, but exactly the color that she likes, the purple, and then you write the card, and it's not just the Hallmark card, but you write in the style that she loves with a little picture and a heart and two stick figures, because we're terrible drawers. Yeah. I don't know, I'm not speaking for anybody here.
I wouldn't get you the stick
figures. Yeah. But the more little detail that you put in, and then you put the red ribbon, because you know she likes the red ribbon, and she likes lily flowers as opposed to sunflower, right? Exactly the kind of flowers that she likes, the colors that she likes, every little more detail that you get into trying to get into her mind and giving her the things that she specifically likes. And so to her, when she's cooking for you, right? Exactly the kind of steak with the medium rare cook, with the rosemary, the herb rub that exactly you love, right? The more and more detail you get in, that's the greater and greater expression of love that you're able to give to the other person. So with every little detail that we're able to do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're showing, this is exactly the way that you want it, right? That's the way I'm going to tie my shoes. That's exactly how I'm going to clean my house for Pesach. That's exactly how I'm going to kosher my kelim. With every single little detail more, that you're getting into the mind of Hashem, I'm trying to please you down to like the most finite, the tiny minutia, right? The tiniest degree. So that's the more love you're able to express to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. And that's really what the Ramban is saying here. That be careful with the small mitzvahs like the chamer ones, because it's in the detail where you really show the love for the person, right? If you buy her a gift for your wife, a gift for her birthday, like, okay, she's like, you thought of me. But if it's something that she really wanted the whole time, but she felt too guilty giving, and you gave it in just the right way with the right card, it's the small details. That's what really expresses, you know, you're on my mind, and I want to dig all the way into your heart in order to unlock the greatest amount of love possible. So that's really what the Ramban is saying based on the Mishnah in Avos. Every moment with the small mitzvah specifically, that's really where you're showing Hashem your greatest amount of love. The kavanas kol mitzvos shenamin belokeinu. The kavana, the essence of all the mitzvos, is that we believe in Hashem, the noda elav, and we admit to Him shehu boreinu, that He created us, v'hi kavanas hayitzira. That is the purpose of the whole creation, that we should have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She'ein lanu tam acher b'yitzira rishana. There's no other reason for the first creation, why Hashem created this world. The only reason He created this world is so that we can have a relationship with Him. Ve'ein kel elyon chafetz batachtonim. Hashem up high doesn't want that. What's down here? Milvad sheyeda ha'adam v'yoda lalokav shebara. The only thing that He wants is that we should know Hashem. And we should admit, we should give ourselves up to Hashem, recognizing that He's our Creator. And then continues the Ramban in source number 5, that this is why Hashem is doing the miracles for us. This is very famous. It comes up by Hanukkah a lot, sometimes even by Purim. From the great miracles that Hashem does, Hamifursamim, that are open, great big miracles, right? The amazing stuff. So then a person is admitting, even in the hidden miracles, Shem Yesod HaTorah Kulo, that they are the foundation of the entire Torah. So through the big miracles, we're admitting that even the small hidden miracles that we don't see, Not even the Iran stuff, right? The fact that our body's working, that we're able to see in vivid color, 3D, that we're on this world, right amount of nitrogen, nuclear strong force, nuclear weak force, that we're the right perfect amount of distance from the sun, and that we're orbiting around so we don't get burnt or we don't get too cold. So like everything is working out, you know, right at the right tempo, right at the right rhythm. Everything's working out perfectly. Those are the nisim nistarim that we're not recognizing.
I wouldn't distinguish between miracles and try and subcategorize them as small and big, because of miracles and miracles. Yeah. We're already out of the ordinary.
Yeah, we're already.
Everything is, you know, unexplainable, let's put it that way, by our pathetic human mind.
Yeah.
And in New Jersey, we're saying things working perfectly.
Yeah, working perfectly.
I couldn't resist that. Software. Yeah. A 60s joke.
Yeah, okay, good one, sir. okay, Shane La Adam. Shame you said Torah Kula. She'ein la'adam chelek b'Torah's Moshe Rabbeinu. A person doesn't have a portion in the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu, achenamen, until he believes. Bechol devareinu, and everything that happens to us, umikareinu, shekulam nisim, everything that occurs to us, they are all nisim, they are all miracles. Ein bahem teva u'minhago shel olam. There is no teva, there is no nature, there is no way of the world. Things aren't just automatic. The fact that gravity pulls down instead of gravity pulling up. Who said? We're going to get into the piece of Michtav Melio, hopefully Sunday, that elaborates a lot more on that idea. But there's no difference between things that seem like Teva and the way of the world, Ben Barabim, Ben Biyachin, whether it's done publicly, whether it's done privately. If a person does mitzvos, he has to recognize that he's going to get rewarded. And if God forbid he transgresses, then he's going to suffer punishment. This is the way that Hashem decreed the world. As I already mentioned. And these hidden nisim, they become more and more well known. Be'inyan Arabim kasher yavo b'yiude haTorah be'inyan abrachos ve'aklalos, and that's what the Torah is testifying with the brachos and klalos, that Hashem will shift nature based on our relationship to Him, is how He responds toward us. But what the Ramban is saying over here is that there's no such thing as nature. It's just something that Hashem basically does consistently. And so he's saying that these open miracles are meant to be teaching us about the hidden miracles, that those are also nisim. The nature that Hashem does are also considered a miracle. And then next week, we'll get into the Michtav Melio, who elaborates and brings out this idea in a much more powerful way. Yashkoach, good to meet everybody.